Today's daf in Masechet Gittin is daf Samach Aleph, and we're holding on the bottom of Samach Amud Beit. So the next piece that we had in our Mishnah was Mitzudot Chayo V'ofot V'dagim. We have the same Machlokas. We have a Tikkun of Gezel Mishum Tikkun Olam, and we have a Din of Gezel Gomor Alibud Reb Yosi. So where's the Machlokas, says the Gemara? So be'uzli v'o'ari, the type of traps that actually close over the animal that's trapped, whether it's made out of net kind of material, or whether it's made out of reeds, but basically a door slams shut or a net pulls closed, so then that means that it's a type of trap that has a toch. If it has a toch, then the halacha is that the kalim of a person can be kaina for that person as if it's his chotzer. So since over here it would be a diraita, even according to Rabbanan, that can't be the machlokas, because the Tanakhama would agree with Rabbi Yossi that it's gezel gomor. So where's the machlokas? Kipligi, the machlokas of the Tanakhama and Rabbi Yossi is talking about, let's say, where you have lechi, which are fish hooks that are, you know, sometimes fishermen, they leave the hooks hanging and then the fish bite and they get caught. Or in kukari. Kukari are like these barbed wire kind of things where the fish get caught on the thorns that are sticking out and they're impaled there. So over there, there's no toch. And if there's no toch, then indeed it's only a kinyan because of the drabbanan according to the Tanakhama b'nei darkei shalom. And according to Rabbi Yossi, the drabbanan gave it a din of gezel drabbanan. The next case we had was mitziat cherish to the katan. Rabbi Yossi holds it's gezel gomer. Well, Amar of Chisto, even according to Rabbi Yossi, who says that it's gezel gomer, he doesn't mean it's gezel gomer because there's a diraisa kinyan. He means it's gezel gomer midivrehem. That the Rabbanan made a takana to make it as if it's his. But it's not that the Rabbanan made a takana to use hefker bezdin hefker to actually make it his. And if it was his, in that sense, it would be like a Yerusha, then it would be a diraisa gezel. That's not what he's saying. But if that's the case, says the Gemara, so if it's only gezel gomer b'divrayim, my nafkamina. What difference does it make whether you tell me it's osir to steal or whether you tell me it's stealing? I mean, it sounds the same thing to me. No, there's a major difference. Because the difference will be if they're just saying that mipnei darkei shalom, you're not allowed to take it. So if you went ahead and you did take it anyway, okay. The guy can't sue you for it. You were over an Isser, the Rabbanan. But there's no way to go to court and get it back from you. Mashenkin, if they're telling you that they gave it a din of Gezel, so then there's an Afkamina Lotzio B'dayonim. If somebody went ahead and took it, so then the Katan can go to Besed and get it back. So there's a major difference. The next case we had in the Mishnah was the Ani Amenakev Barosh HaZayit. So where he is shaking off the zeitim on the top of the olive tree, Masha Tachtav is Gezel Ibn Darkei Shalom. Says the Braita that if he was picking, as we spoke about in the Mishnah, if he actually had picked these olives in his hands, so then it already came into his Rishus. So Imli Kate Venatan Biyad, then it would be Gezel Gomer. And that's not where we find the machlokas with Rabbi Yossi. Everybody would be made that would be a case of gezel gomer. Now, Rav Kahana was going on the road to Hutzel, and he's on the outskirts of Hutzel, and he sees that a guy is standing underneath a date tree, Nkazielu Gavra, Dave Shude Ufye, the Kanatran Tamre. So there was this big palm tree. It was basically in the middle of nowhere. It was Hefker. And so somebody was doing something that was perfectly acceptable. And he was throwing pieces of wood. He was throwing up on the dates so that the dates would fall. The dates would fall. He would go and he would collect them, and he would have dates to eat. He had no way of climbing up there. So Rivkana says, boy, those dates look good. So he starts picking up the dates that are on the ground and popping into his mouth. So this guy who was doing the throwing of the pieces, who looked like, you know, a real shaykhets kind of guy, didn't look like he knew anything, all of a sudden he turns to Rivkana and he says, excuse me, sir, but chazimar debiyadoy shititinu, that you should know that I had actually held these things in my hand and then threw them down on the pile. So you're being over on Gezel because I was already Kainet. So then Rivkana realized, oh boy, this guy must be from town of Rav Yoshia. He was only on his way to town to Hutzel. He thought he was still outside of Hutzel. So he said, I can see that you come from Hutzel, where Rav Yoshia is the Rav. So Miata to Rav Yoshiata, and Rav Yoshia would give drushes, and even the Amearets were Bekiim and Halochas. So he says, by gosh, I see that you're such a Baki, that you must be from Hutzel, and you learned this din from Rav Yoshia. Koriale Vitzadik Yisodei Lom. So if Kahana says, look what a difference one tzaddik in a city makes, that the entire city becomes full of Torah and knowledge, just because Rav Yoshia was makpid to let people know the halakha. Now, here's a big question, which is, why did the guy have to tell him, look, I picked these with my hand? He should have said that anyway. The Mishnah says it's Asur in Neidar Kisholim. I mean, we're talking about the Sugim of Neidar Kisholim. So why do we have to come on to the din in the Braita that Im Likate V'natan B'yad, it's Gezel Gomor? Couldn't he have just said, what are you doing? No matter what you're doing, it's Asur. Even if I hadn't picked them up, B'yad, it would have been Asur because of the din Bibnei Dar Kishalom. So the Rishonim are very troubled by this. Now, obviously, you could say that he just wanted to make it very clear that we're talking about Gezel D'oraita. You know, forget about Dar Kishalom. If you don't believe in Dar Kishalom, but you still don't want to be a Goslin, I mean, that's a simple approach. We could make nafkaminas in the understanding of the Takana. Because it could be maybe the din of Ani Amanakiv Barosha Zayit is a reference to where he has rights to be Menakiv because of Shikha. There it's talking about Shikha. So over there, the Rabbana made a Takana Mipnei Darkei Shalom in order to protect the Ani's collection. But that doesn't mean necessarily that Stam, a guy who's walking under a tree and is able to protect the things that he knocks down, he's able to pick it up, and he's not being zeicher from matonis, he's being zeicher from hefker, maybe he held there was no din of mipnei darkei shalom. So it's not clear why he wanted to tell him that it was dafka biyodav, said it should be over on Gezel Gomer. Now, the last thing that we learned in our Mishnah was that ein mimachin biyad aniyei nochrim, but if goyim come to take the matanes that were there, that were left for Aniyei Yisrael, we don't stop them because we don't need sour relations with these people. Tana Rabbanan in the bright that says more than that. If you're going around and you're giving out tzedakah, and they come and they also want tzedakah, then you cannot discriminate. And you even send an ambulance. You know, Mada should come and take care of Arabs also. You go to the hospital and the people that are going around and visiting, they should visit the Nochrim also. And Kovrim Meitein Nochrim, Yisrael. This is a big machlokas because there are many that understood kovrim is a din in where you're kover, and that you're even allowed to bury in a Jewish funeral, in a Jewish betakvarot. Wait, what's it called a bit in English?
Cemetery?
Huh? Cemetery, yeah, cemetery. But lamaisa, it doesn't mean that. It means the same thing it meant in the other cases, that if people, let's say there was a major disaster, so you don't run around only burying Jews, you bury anybody who was killed, you know, that kind of thing. There was a car accident, so you help to bury everybody, but it has nothing to do with where you bury them. Okay. No, that's if obviously if a state of war is in effect, there's no din b'nei darkei shalom by definition. But where a state of war is not in effect, however unfortunate that might be, then there's an inyan of b'nei darkei shalom.
So
that's the question. So we have a boy in America and this being answered. It's not an
issue here, but if an Arab asks something, this is the same question.
We're ready for our Volga boatman. Can you imagine a Volga boatman falling asleep? Now here are some additional mipnei darkei shalom of how to deal with people that are not shomrei mitzvahs properly. Now, you may very well be that something that they're doing is wrong, and generally speaking, we have a din that you're not allowed to be misayeya. And Misayel L'Ovrei Avera is even giving an indication that what they're doing is okay, you know? So you smile at them, say, yeah, nice job. The guy's washing his car on Shabbos, nice job. And so that's Misayel L'Ovrei Avera. But the question over here is in a case where, let's say, you have a neighbor, and the neighbor is Choshed Al HaShvius. So she may be taking Perashvius and not treating them properly, or buying and selling, or keeping it after the time of the biur. You're allowed to go and lend her the type of kelim that are obviously going to be used for preparing food. So you can lend her a nafa, an ikavara, a sifter, and a sieve. You can lend her a grinder, rechaim. You can let her use your oven and a tanur. Even though she's going to be using these things in baking or working with Perot Shvi'it, and it looks like you're being Misayeya Ovrei Avera, but because of Darkei Shalom, and it's not directly working you with the actual Peros, the Rabbanan said that it's Mutter in this case because of Darkei Shalom. But that doesn't go all the way to the point where you'd be working on the Tvua itself. You can't clean out the tvua or grind the tvua with her, because then you're already working with the food, and that's mamish at the time that they're doing the avera, that you can't do. But things that are heksher, that will come to as if you approve of the avera, but you're not being Isaac at the time in the avera, so then already the Rabbanan did nazir. Yeah. No, there's no Isser on the Chafetz. Eshet Chaver, Mash'elet La'eshet Amaretz, Nafo Chivara. And you can have the same kind of situation where you've got a neighbor, and this neighbor is an Amaretz. So her, because of that, her parents are not Meisr. We have to assume, at least Bin Rabbanan, they have a din of Demai. And nonetheless, you can lend her a nafa and a kevara. But what's interesting is that in this case, you can even do more than you were allowed to do with the Perashvias problem. And in this case, the Gemara is going to, of course, try to understand what the difference is. But in this case, you can even be boreret and tochenet, umraketet ima. You can actually help her to make the, to put it through the sieve, the sifter, make the flour clean, and prepare everything for baking her challah. But the moment that she puts in water, and at that point is the beginning of the creation of the Isa. And at that point, if you will touch it with her, because what she's doing is, she is being meta, she's creating a challah, at this point, betuma, because Am Haaretz is considered to be tummy. You're not allowed to be gerim tuma to the Isa, which you're going to be taking challah out of. So over there, you're already in the matzav of mishmeret trumotai, and trumotai includes challah as well, which is called reishis. And that's mamish at the time that she's being oseket ba'avera. That you're not allowed to help her with it. You cannot touch it with her. And because this is because ein machzikin yidei ovrei avera. Uvechulan lo amru, and even in the previous cases where we said you're allowed to, the only reason we said you're allowed to is mipnei darkei shalom. And machzikin yidei nochrim b'shviyit, you see a goy who's working a field in shviyas, so you can tell him, you know, very good, nice job, avolo yidei Yisroel. But you're not allowed to say that to a ben Yisroel who's being over in Yisroel. And sho'alim b'shlomam, and normally you say, well, even using the Shem Hashem, which is shalom, even if today is their chag, you know, so maybe it's Merry Christmas, or what, but you can still, even though they may feel, you know, you're making them feel good and so on, you're allowed to do this mipnei darkei shalom. Ask the Gemara, why is it that in the Reisha we were only matir lending them the kelim for chashur al hashvias? And when it came to actual work with the Paris, we said you're not allowed to. But in the Seifa, where we were talking about the Am Haaretz, who's your neighbor, we actually allowed you to work with the Paris themselves, despite the fact that eating the perot that are not meisered should be just as much as a problem of eating the perot of shviyas achras man abiyur, Rabbi, because there's a big difference. An eishes am haaretz is not really chashuda midiraita on meiser. This is a special din that rabbanim were metaken, which is the takana of demai, that we treat them as if they're chashudim. But the second case where it says Isha Chashuda is where she's really Chashuda. It's because over there most people are not being makpid on Shviyas. But since Rov Amei Haaretz are Ma'asrimin, you know, the Chachomim said, okay, to be makpid at kidekach, that you're going to create a bad relations and be over on Darkei Shalom, because Misayel Idei Over Avera in terms of Demai is carrying a takana too far. On the contrary, you have to be more makbid on the Darkei Shalom. So it's a big difference between the cases. Rava says, you know, we're not talking about the case in terms of the Meiser problem. That's not the issue. We're talking about over here, the din is in Am Haaretz with the extended concept on the Am Haaretz. And that is, this particular Am Haaretz, we know does take off Meiser. Maybe a normal Am Haaretz, we would say we have to be machzikim as mechz al mechz. We couldn't say rov. Maybe. But remember that there's a big machlokus about what an Am Haaretz is. So if an Am Haaretz is someone who is choshur on a Meiseres, then ein achinami, there wouldn't be any difference between shviyas and Meiseres. But according to Rabbi Meir, an Am Haaretz is also somebody who may take off Meiser very carefully, but he's not makpid on Tumah V'Tahira sufficiently. And that's the type of Am Haaretz we're talking about over here. You can be Misayeya, not because she's going to eat things that aren't Meiser. That's not our problem. The problem is that since she's not makpid on Tumah V'Tahira, and over here, we're talking about Isser Tumah V'Tahira D'Rabbanan. Because look, after all, the Isser of eating Chulin, Tumah V'Tahira, I mean, that's not a D'Oraita. That's people who want to be makpid or Bekayim that D'Rabbanan if they're able to. And this is Rabbi Meir, the Tanya Izo Am Haaretz. Kol she'eno ochechulav b'tahara div Rabbi Meir. So Rabbi Meir has a big, big chumrah that extends the din of Am Haaretz much further than Meiser. That's what our Mishnah is talking about. Our Mishnah is not dealing with the problem of Isser Achilas Tevel. This neighbor, she knows, always takes off Trumas and Misers. The problem with her neighbor is that her neighbor doesn't know how to take care of Tuma V'Taira. And that's what we're talking about over here. Whereas the Chachomim say, no, that's not called an Amoretz B'chol. The Chachomim say an Amoretz is only someone who isn't reliable to be Me'aser Perotav. Okay, so with this approach, says Rava's approach, we're changing the entire understanding of the Mishnah. Because the way we understood it, Aliba de Abaye, both the Reisha about Shvius and the Seif about Meiser, we're talking basically about the same idea in which the Perot will be eaten, Shalokedin, you know, and we were dealing with the question of whether they're Choshud on an Isra Vachila. But now the way Rav is introducing it, the problem over here is, thank you, David, is Tuma V'Taira. And Tuma V'Taira already creates a problem in the Mishnah, because L'chora, the last part of the Mishnah, where we're talking about once you put in the water for the dough, then you have to be careful not to work with her, that seems to be the first place that we're introducing the Tuma V'Taira issue. Right, so ask the Gemara. Look, Miriktani Seifa Mishatatila Tamayim Loti Gaima. You're telling me once I put the water, start mixing the water with the flour. So at that point, you're going to be machshir the kemach, and now it's roy to be mekabel tuma. So now you're saying we were not matir a misayeya ledvar avera, where she's actively being metame. Because now the water was makshir, and it's right to be makabal tuma very easily. So, but doesn't that mean that up until this point, we were talking about a situation where we're not worried about tuma v'taira? So, mechlal d'reisha lav v'tuma v'taira askinan. We only begin worrying about the peirot once they're mukshar l'kabal tuma. So apparently the reisha wasn't even talking about was mukshar l'kabal tuma. And the only question would have been the way Abai understood it, whether she takes off Meiser or doesn't take off Meiser. But by changing it to the case of an Amoretz, Aliba de Rabbi Meir, then we're stuck. So now what's the nafkamina between the ratio where the problem was Tuma V'Taira, where it's over there, you're saying it's Mutter, and the Seifa, where it's also Tuma V'Taira, and all of a sudden you're saying that it's Osir. No, says Rava, both ratio and Seifa are dealing with Tuma V'Taira. You don't understand the difference? The difference is obvious. Before you put in the water, you do not have a problem of Tuma V'Taira on something that midiraisa. You have to be careful of Tuma V'Taira. Once you put in the water and you start making a dough, now you're mechuyav to take care of it because of Mishmeret Trumotai. Now you already are worried about the challah that is within this isa. There the Torah wants you to be makpid on Tuma, even of the Isa, so when you take off the challah, which is considered to be inside of the Isa, so to speak, until it's removed, it's going to be Tomei. So that's the difference. In the ratio we were talking about, the question, she's not Makban on Tuma V'Taira, so what did we have a problem? For somebody who wants to eat Chulin V'Taira, fine. So the Gemara, the Mishnah was saying, on Chulin V'Taira, where the whole thing is a Drabanan, we're not going to create bad relations. And therefore, because of Darkei Sholem, you don't have to worry about helping him. But the moment you're dealing with real Tuma and Challah, then you got a problem, and then you already cannot help her anymore. As the Gemara V'Raminu, it says, Tochanin u'mavkidin etzo ochle shviyas. You can help and take Trua, and you can grind it, as long as there's no chash of shvius, and you could take the tvua that you made, so it's both tohar and non-shvius, and you bring it to your neighbor, and you give it to them to store for you. Can you keep this in your fridge, please? Even though that neighbor is not makpid, and that neighbor is an ochel shvius, and we are not chayshed, that the neighbor is going to switch it with her own flour, which was made out of perishvitz. And you can also give it to someone to put in the fridge who eats their perot betuma, and you don't have to worry that they're going to touch it and be metame it. But you cannot give your things to people that are ochle shvius or ochle perotehem for them, betuma. Because if you do it for them, then you're being misayeh yidei ovrei avera. Now this brayta is saying you cannot do an act for people that eat perot betuma. Mashma, that they're eating their perot chulin betuma. And you cannot go ahead and grind it or prepare a salad with them. But that doesn't make sense, because according to Rava, Rava says that the meaning of the Mishnah was an Amoritz Haliba the Rebbe Meir, and the only question Haliba the Rebbe Meir was Tuma v'Taira b'Chulin. And he's saying Tuma v'Taira b'Chulin, we were matir you to help. And this brayta says beferish, you cannot be tochein the tefuah for an ochel perotei and betuma. It's a direct steerer to the way Rav is learning the Mishnah. Omer Abaye, so here, even though Abaye doesn't have this problem, Abaye doesn't learn the Mishnah's talking about tumah v'taira, but Rav has this problem. So Abaye answered the Mishnah, I'll leave it to Rav. Abaye said, you know what Rav would tell you? Hossam, it's talking about that you're not allowed to help someone who's ochel perotei and betuma. It's talking about a kohen who is chashud l'chol truma betuma. And over there it's not chulin, it's an iser d'oraita. And there it's tuma d'oraita. And where it's tuma d'oraita, of course we're made that you cannot be misayeh over yavera. The rabbanon were only matir, where the whole problem was the rabbanon. So this is not an issue. Ask the Gemara, hold on just a moment here. If you're claiming that the Brayta is talking about a Kohen who is choshud on Tuma of Truma, so then why would you be allowed, according to the Brayta, to give him the stuff and keep it in his fridge? You said you could be mafkidim your own stuff. Doesn't it say beferish that you're only allowed to be mafkid Truma by a Yisrael Am Haaretz, and you're not chashish he's going to touch it, but you are not allowed to give such a thing to a Kohen Am Haaretz, because the Kohen Am Haaretz, he doesn't feel any kind of special covet for the Truma. It's Libo Gaspar, he's used to eating Truma, and he's used to being Matame, the Truma, and if you give him something that he's got to be careful about, he ain't going to be more careful about your stuff than he is with his own stuff. And if he's Matame, he's Matame. A Yisrael is very careful. Look, I don't know, this is holy stuff, I don't touch this stuff, you know. But if he's himself, he's always eating Truma like this, then why would the Brayta, assuming that you're right, that it's referring to a Kohen who is Matame Truma, why would it say you're allowed to give him a bag of Truma to keep in his fridge for you? Omer Rabbi Lai, we're not talking about a bag. That's the point. We're talking about a closed, sealed, earthenware container, which by definition you cannot be metame from the outside, because klicheres isn't mekabel tuma from the outside. It's sealed, so we don't have to be chayshish that he opened it up with his can opener, and because of that he didn't stick his hand in there. So I said, come on, what good is that? And if his wife is in the kitchen and his wife is Anita and she picks up the container and she moves it around in the fridge, so then it will become tamei without needing to open it, because that's tumat hesed. Tumat hesed of a nida or of a zav is metame even without touching, just moving something, and then the in contents will become tamei. So what good is this? Allah, Rabbi Yirmiyahu, you're right. You're right. There's got to be a different answer. The difference is that lokash kan, where you're not allowed to be mafkid, we said, for a Kohen, only by Yisrael Amaretz you can be mafkin. But it depends what you're being mafkin. So where we say you're not allowed to be mafkin, it's talking about perot shuru. It's talking about the kind of things that could be makabel tuma because they've already been exposed to water. So over there, Enochinami, how can you put it in his house? And what if his wife moves it into the freezer or something? So then you're in big trouble. even if it is inside of a sealed kli cheres. But the case of the bride that we said over here, that it was mutter, that's talking about perot shelo hukshiru. And over there you could be mafkid, because why not? If it's sealed, there's no way for it to get wet, and there's no way to be betaming it. Ask the Gemara for Aminu, what about, I got a problem. What about the issue of being mafkid, where you're saying it's mutter? Doesn't it say that if you bring your own chitim, you now raised wheat, and you're bringing it to a factory that's going to grind it up into flour for you, right? So you bring it to a tochen, who's a kuti, or a tochen, who's an amaretz. You do not have to be afraid that they switched it with other bags of things that were maybe from Shvias, or that were from people who didn't take off Trubas and Maestras. You can rely on the fact, I dare you to do this, walking into a store and having your diamond ring cleaned. You know, because when the guy walks into the back and brings you back your beautiful diamond, it ain't a diamond. It's a zircon. You know. So that is called chashud machalefet. And over here, you don't have to be chashud machalefet, and they'll give you back your own package, but avalola tuma. Over there, we are chashish that they touched it. And you said, we're not chashish for tuma a minute ago, and they are allowed to have it in their house. That's what you said. What? Says the Gemara, didn't we just answer that? What kind of silly question is this? Hi, my Rumia. It's ridiculous. We just said we're talking about perot shelo hukshiru. What's the connection? So if we were talking about a special case. We said that din, that you're allowed to be mafkid to somebody who is an ama, or it's just talking about perot shelo hukshiru. So what's the problem? Yeah, boy, that's a pretty dumb question. Would a ka'ari la my ka'ari? What was he thinking? I understand. Was he asking such a ridiculous question? No. You didn't allow him to finish. He had a series of issues that he was going to raise. So he brings this up, and he wants to continue to bring a stira. He wanted to point out that there's a stira. And his stira was like this. We said hamolik chitim l'tochein ha'maretz. It's becheskatan l'maser v'leshvias. Now here's my real question. My question wasn't about tuma. You thought I wasn't asking about tuma. My question is about being machlif. You said that the guy is going to give you back the same bag that of tfua that you gave him. That's what you said. In other words, it's going to be clearly marked that this is customer number 7164, and if it's got this sticker on the bag, then when you're getting it back, you could be certain that it's the same kosher, meisered, non-shvias flour that was made from your kosher, meisered, non-flour tritim. That's what you're saying. But the problem is, you're telling me that we are not concerned that you're going to get a bag of flour that was not made from your chitim? What about the Mishnah? Raminu. A chaver comes in to visit his mother-in-law for Shabbos, right? So, what does he do? He comes in with his own, I don't want to take her things. He brings in the dough and everything else. In those days, it was a big issue. You had to get somebody to bake things. He gives it to his mother-in-law that she should bake it, and she is an amoretz. So then he has to take off meiser from what he gives her, because a chaver is not allowed to give people things that are not kosher to eat. But he has to take meiser again from what she gives him, because he should not assume that she's going to give him back what it is that he gave her. Now you said that you don't have to worry about ichlufei of an amaretz. So how come you have to worry about ichlufei over here? Says, well, come on, that's your mother-in-law, man. How do you compare your mother-in-law to a normal case? Obviously, you got to be chayshin your mother-in-law for anything. So therefore, it's a special halacha over there. And actually, the Mishnah itself explains. Hatam kidiktani taima, amar Rabbi Yehuda. Look. She sees her stupid son-in-law bringing her this stuff. She says to herself, what garbage. Everything this guy brings is garbage. I'll pretend that I'm bringing this guy stuff, but I'll give my daughter something edible. So over there, she's rotzah b'takanat bita. She wants to give her daughter something that she could eat, but she's scared to tell her son-in-law that he's bringing her garbage. So she switches it on him. So he has to be cheshed that lemaisit was switched. So rotzah b'takanat bita, but she's bosha michatanasha. She doesn't say anything. Ask the Gemara, wait a minute. But it's not only mother-in-laws who do this. Are you telling me la'alma lo cheshina that it's only a mother-in-law you have to be cheshed? What about the Mishnah that says that hanotein lepundakit? So over there you have a yeshiva bocher, you know, and they all, what they did is they would est kest, right? And the kest, you would go from the 1 week you would eat by one householder in town, next week you would eat by the next householder in town. So that householder was called the pundakit. She was the one that was being ma'arachat you. So if he's bringing in food, and he brings in some flour, isa, to bake, he has to take off what maestris from what he gives her, ma'aser shenoteinla, and he has to take it off from whatever that she gives him back, because he can be sure that she switches it on him. Now that's not his mother-in-law. So how could you see from here that you have to be cheshed everybody? No, not everybody. That's also a special case. Because over there she says, Hata Moria, she's Moria to herself, Eter, that she's doing such a nice thing. And she says to herself, poor little yeshiva bocher, he's coming in with this old stuff. What am I going to give him? I'll give him something fresh and yummy, you know. So the barbe rav lechel chamima, let him eat the fresh. He'll eat the fresh stuff, and I'll eat the stuff that he brings in. It's already old. Ana echo karira. That's how Rashi, who was very positive minded, learns it. Tosfos learns it that the lashana of Muria is that she's meira heter, even though she feels she's doing something wrong, and indeed she's going to steal the fresh baked bread. And she's going to give him bread out of her freezer because she says to herself, what, Barbe Rav Lecho Chamima V'Ana Echo Karira, you crazy? This yeshiva bocher, he's going to eat all the fresh stuff, and me, who does all this work for him, I'm going to sit here and eating the old, like, heck? It's a little bit more cynical. Ask the Gemara. V'akate li alma, you're telling me that I don't have to worry lo chashinan for haklafa, only for a mother-in-law from Bundakit? What about Vatanya? Eshet chaver tochenet imeshet ama aretz, and she can help her, she can move. In those days, it wasn't enough to plug the grinder into the socket. You had to plug it into somebody's arm, and the arm had to turn it. So over here, she's turning the machine, you know, and she's helping her. The Yeshasama Aretz. Bisman Shiyit Tmeah. But this is only if the Eshes Chaver is Tmeah. Why? Because if she is Tmeah, she's already used to the idea that during the time that she's Anida, she doesn't touch food. Because of the Chashash, she'll be Metame something. So she's careful not to touch food. But if she's not Anida, so then while she's grinding, it's like habitual. You stick your hand in, you know, you put a little bit in your mouth, you're hungry, you know. So over there, she will eat it, but if she eats it, then she's going to be forgetting for a moment that it was a miser. So she shouldn't be working with peiros where she might eat from food that isn't miser. If she's Tmeah, then she's careful not to take food anyway. Now, so far this has nothing to do with our sugya. Ah, but now suddenly, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar says, well, no, because look, even if she's Tmeah, you're right. She will not take it herself. But you still have to tell her that she's not allowed to be there helping her. Lo titchon. Why? Because the woman, the neighbor that she's working with and helping her grind it, the neighbor may take a piece and hand it to her. So once she hands it to her, she will thoughtlessly put it in her mouth and eat it. Now, can you imagine a woman, a chutzpah, to take food from her house without her husband's rishus and give it to a neighbor? My gosh, only a fully ruined woman who believes in complete entitlement. And, you know, if it's the food in the house, I'm the boss. I mean, unbelievable. No woman would do such a thing. So this woman is obviously an out-and-out robber. So if you're asked the Gemara, hash the mignav ganava, if she's ready to steal from her husband, so for sure we have to be cautious that she's going to be machlif. She has no respect for other people's property. Oh my gosh, huh? How things have changed. Unbelievable. Yeah.
In terms of, like in our days when we're not so no hey to Matara, you worry about these things?
No. We said because if we don't have anything that is osir, it's only b'rabbon, and we said it's b'nei darkei sholom. But here we're not talking about tumatayr. Here we're talking about maisers. We're over there, she's going to give her something to eat that wasn't maiser. But here we see, if she's ready to steal, she should certainly be ready to switch. Omer of Yosef, it's not a riot, because just like the case of the mother-in-law, and just like the case of the pundakit, there's a special case where a neighbor is there helping you work. So you say, look, if I had an animal that was working for me, right? Lo taksom shor bedisho. So I understand. So my neighbor is a shor, you know, she's doing the work. Doesn't she have a right to eat? So she's meirahanter. So atanami muriyav amra tura midisheka ochal. The shor is eating, that's my neighbor, is eating from her work. So, I mean, it's not stealing, but that doesn't mean that she's harshud to be machalif. Daf samach aleph. Mitzudot chayav ofot v'dagim. Yesh behem mishum gezel or gezel gomer machlokes or b'uzli v'uari, which have a beit kibul. Kulei amalo plige, that of course it's gezel. Ki plige b'lechi v'kukri. Is it gezel gomer? Or is it only mipnei darkei shalom? Mitziat cher shote v'katan, Reb Yosi mer gezel gomer. Listen, says Reb Chista, you don't understand. When he says gezel gomer, it doesn't mean the chachomim gave it into his hands. He means gezel gomer medivrayim. So then lamai nafkamina. Nafkamina is if you call it gezel, so then it's lotzio b'dayonim. Oni aminakef b'rosh hazayit. Masha taktap tana. Imli Kate, where's Barnea?
It's in the neighborhood somewhere.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Imli Kate. Minatan biyad, I raise a gezel gomer. Ufkana the gezel hutzel. Chazel, who gavit avishadi ufya, the kanatan tamri. See, he went Rufkana and also come and hakit vyochel. Omale, chazimar, to be a doisha tino. Omar Le, oh my gosh, I didn't know who I was tangling with. Me'atr debyoshiata, kore ale tzadik yisod olam. Ein machin biyad on yenochrim melekat shikho peyam ne darke shalom. Ton rabbonan, you're actually mefardesim on yenochrim man yisrael. And you're mevakrim chol yenochrim yimchol yisrael. And you're kovrim meite yenochrim yimete yisrael. All mipnei darke shalom. A distant relative of mine who's a yeke. Yekes have extreme derech eretz. So this was a person, he never saw someone, doesn't matter if it was an Arab cleaning the street, he never saw someone that he wasn't makdim shalom, how are you doing, and so on. And I was at the shiva when he was nifter about 10 years ago, and all the Arabs from the street came to the shiva, saying that this guy is such an amazing kavod of adam that he had. It's an amazing thing. And then I got to tell you another mitzvah about our president. It's an amazing mitzvah. I was walking down in the shuk, you know, and there's. And the president passes by as I'm walking down, and I see this guy comes out of his store, and he's so nice. You know, he says, "Oh, how are you? How are you?" Then the president walks on. So then this Arab says to me, "Do you know that man?" I say, "Yeah." He says, "You have no idea what kind of man he is. He saw me sitting in the cold, and I was freezing doing my work. It was a shoemaker, I think. And he came back an hour later, and he gave me a heater as a gift that I shouldn't have to work in the cold." Now that's a person, he says to me. our president, yeah. Unbelievable story. Unbelievable. Ani amenakef. Yeah, oh, so he said, "I see that you're mefarnes him." Okay, kovim etei nochem etei soam etei darke shalom. Mashel etei shalach avertach hashuda ala shviz nofach chavor avarechayim v'tanur. Aval lo tavur v'lo titchanim on the actual perot. But an eshes chaver can not only be mashelet leishet amaretz nofach chavora, she can actually be boreret v'tochenet umaraketet ima. But once she's matila the tamayim into the dough, lo tigayim alafishir machzikin yedei uvri avira. V'kulon lo amru to be matir ala mipnei darkei shalom. U'machzikin yedei nochrim b'shvius, avo lo yedei yisro. V'shoalim b'shlomam mipnei darkei shalom in general, even though you use the shalom, which is shmoy shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ma'ishna reishu, ma'ishna seifa with ma'iser. Om Rabbi, because Rova Meoritz are Ma'asr, so we're not going to be makbid on something like that. It's not muhsik to be over. Rova Amar, we're not talking about an Amoritz who doesn't take Meiser. Well, he does take Meiser, this guy. We're talking about an Amoritz of Rabbi Meir, which, and the Tuba V'Tayra here is only Darabonon, but it's Nogea Chulin. The Tanya, Zeo Amoritz, Kel Shein Ocho Chulav V'Tayra, the Rabbi Meir. But how can you say that, Rava? The mashmaut is that in the reish there was no problem of tumah v'tayra at all. So lama tumah v'tayra askina. No, reish of a sefer both talking about tumah v'tayra. But the point is that the reish was talking about chula, and the sefer is talking about tumas chala. V'raminum. But you can't be tochen meraktim le ochle shviyas or le ochle perotem betuma. Om Rabbaye hatam bekohena chashud lechol truma betuma askina. Over there to tuma diorita, you have to be careful. Iachi, why would you be mafkidim? For aminu mafkidim truma etzel yisrael amaretz. But if you're claiming it's talking about a kohen, you can't be mafkid etzel kohen amaretz v'pnei shelibo gaspa. Omer abilo, well, it's talking about that you gave it to him in a truma, in a tuma proof container. So chmayeskinim b'klicher samukaf samit patil. What good is that? Leichu shema tasitenu ishto ina nida. El omer abirmi alo kasha. Kan beperot shu uksharu. Kan beperot shalo uksharu. V'raminu ha-molech hitim l'tochen kuti l'tochen amara tzareilu b'cheskatan l'ma'aser v'l'shvi'it avalo l'tuma. What kind of silly question is that? Didn't we just say we're talking about perot shel ha-ukshar here? Yes, daka'ari l'ma'ka'ari, that's a pretty dumb question. No, you didn't wait for it to finish its question. Mishum d'koboy l'mir me'achriti Allah. Ha-reilu b'cheskatan l'ma'aser v'l'shvi'it. Meaning that you're telling me lechalufe lochashinan. So how do you explain the mission of anoten lechamotoma aser shenoten la vechu notele mena mipnei shechashudam mechlefet amitkalkel? That's a special case. That's mother-in-laws. Hatam kiriktoni taima. Om Rebino rotzahi betekanat bita, and she's bosha michatana. What, you're telling me only a mother-in-law? And what about the mission of lama lochashinan? Vatnan anoten lepundakit. That's because they're also, either as Rashi learns, Muria v'Amra, let the poor yeshiva bocher lecho chamima anecho karire, or like the more cynical Taisves, what, Barbe Rab lecho chamima v'anecho karire, like hell. V'akati li'alma lo chashinan. V'atanya eshet chaver, tochenet im eshet amaretz, v'zman shi t'meya, avalo v'zman shi t'ora. because she's liable to pop some parrots into her mouth. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, even if it's much to make others a problem, because the Aishat Amoritz Chaverta will take some of her husband's food and will give it to her to eat. Notenet lavo chelet. So I'm asking you, if she's ready to steal, Ashta Mignav Ganva, what, we're not chayish for chilufei? Rav Yosef, that's different also. Hatam nami muri of amra tura bidisheka achyom.